Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. That's why I didn't know what the hell was going on. The music is playing, and I'm just talking away. They just recently changed kind of the format on me, so I'm not sure when I come in. I'm going to have to practice. But our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you are considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide you with advice and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. And our guests work in various professions and they're at various stages of their career. So that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to help you with your show business career questions. Now, if you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website. That's latalkradio.com. Click on the link at the top of the website that says Channel 1. Scroll down and look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality, and click on the link. And this will take you directly to our archive page. And that's where you can view the list of our past guests. Now, all of our radio shows are on LA Talk Radio, and they're, of course, they're on LA Talk Radio. That's where I'm broadcasting from. I've lost my mind today. All of the radio shows on LA Talk Radio are available for download on iTunes, and they're under the podcast section, and they're also on Stitcher.com. So just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and you go right to the LA Talk Radio homepage, and you can also download our free apps for your Android and your iPhone. I feel like I'm drunk. I just cannot talk today. I don't know what is going on over here. There's just craziness surrounding me. I don't know. Now, if you want to find out about our future guest, or if you work professionally in the entertainment industry and you want to come on our show to share your sage wisdom, which I'm sure you have, or promote your projects, we're just starting to book guests for 2015. So please visit our official Question Reality website directly, and that's questionrealityradioshow.com, not latalkradio.com. That's the archive. The future guests are on questionrealityradioshow.com. And then you just have to fill out a brief form on the contact page, and that is how we will interview you to come on the radio show. Now, as always, we have fantastic guests, and that is no exception for today. We have two of the hottest duos on the market, in the world, I'm going to say, in the galaxy, I'm going to go so far. Cheryl Engel, who does vocals, harmonica, glockenspiel, which I thought that was a gun or a German meal, but apparently it's a musical instrument, who knew, piano, and ukulele. And Martin Engel, who does vocals and guitar. And they are Connecting Stars. That is the name. Isn't that the coolest name ever? Connecting Stars. Their website is connectingstars.com, so you might want to go in there now and check it out, because I'm going to be doing my advertisement, and you'll just gloss over anyway, so just go to their website, connectingstars.com. They're also on Facebook under Connecting Stars Band, and very exciting, we are going to be playing a song from their latest CD, and the song is entitled Stuck, and that is going to happen around 5:30. You know, we wing it on this show. There's winging going on, so just stay with us until the 5:30 mark. It'll either be 5:25, 5:30, 5:35, but you will not hear their song. You will hear their song. Now, I have one little thing I wanted to tell you. This is a South African country pop duo. I've never had a South African country pop duo on, so you're not going to get my British boys. You know, my favorite British boys that, you know, I love that accent. This is my very first South African accent, which a lot of people, they can't distinguish between the British, the Australian, and the South African accent. But this is very exciting for me because, you know, I love and I'm obsessed with anything that's British, Australian, or South African as far as accents. So let's move on to our advertisement, which gives you the perfect opportunity, people, to go to the connectingstars.com website, because here I go. Actually, you should listen to this because this is a very good friend of mine. My little friend, Betty Joe Tucker, and her husband Larry, cutest people ever. They have a hit award-winning romantic memoir novel, and it's entitled It Had to Be Us. And it was written by Betty Jo Tucker and her husband Larry, but the book is under their pen names of Harry and Elizabeth Lawrence. And they are having an anniversary relaunch, which includes some really, really funny bonuses. And all of the author's royalties are donated to the Imagination Library, which is a children's literacy project sponsored by the Dollywood Foundation. So the money is going to go to a very, very good cause. Now, this book is really, really funny and romantic, and it's just a real feel good, let's go run on the beach and fly a damn kite together kind of way. I'm telling you, this book is really fun. It's a definite must have. And now you can get this on the Kindle ebook version, and it's only $5.99. Now that is a small price to pay to read something that's going to put, what I think is going to put a little bit of extra love in your heart, and you're going to feel so good. So for $5.99, why the hell not? So go to the website, BettyJoTucker.com, and get the book today. And then send me an email and let me know how you like it. And what I'll do is I'll read your comments on the air. So if you buy the book, I will give you a shout out and we'll read all the wonderful things you have to say about Betty Jo Tucker's book. Again, It Had to Be Us, written by Betty Jo Tucker and her husband Larry. But again, it's under Harry and Elizabeth Lawrence. So go to the website now. Okay, we are ready for Cheryl and Martin. Without further ado, welcome to the show, Cheryl and Martin Engel.
Hey, it's so great to be here.
Hello.
Yeah. Woo! See, there's the accent, people. There we go. Now, First, you guys obviously are so talented. I mean, I'm looking at the list of these instruments that you guys are playing, but I want to, obviously, vocals, we know, harmonica, we know, guitar, piano, ukulele is a little, you know, a little rare to hear, but let's talk about the godforsaken glockenspiel. I'm like, whoa, what? I gotta look that up. What the hell is that? Again, I swear, I thought, isn't that a gun? But I'm thinking of the Glock something, which is a gun. And then I thought, isn't that like one of those fritters in Germany that you get? But it turns out it's an instrument. Can you tell us, Cheryl, you play the glockenspiel. What the heck is it?
You know, we arrived here in America, and that was the one thing we sort of looked around and realized, oh my gosh, we've left the glockenspiel in South Africa.
Well, it's very easy to do to leave the glockenspiel in South Africa. Who remembers the glockenspiel? As long as you got the ukulele, though, Cheryl.
So we actually went to about four different music shops and said, sorry, do you have a glockenspiel? And we got kind of like looked at like we're mad. Like,
It's not just me. There are others.
We found one. Yeah, we did eventually find one, which was amazing. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, now, Was that, I apologize, we're going to have like laps over. Cheryl Martin and I talked about this. They're on a speakerphone. We're doing the interview remotely. So there's going to be some lag over, which I apologize for. But I understand that you just had, I went to your Facebook page, and I understand that you just had a concert in New York. Are you still in New York? Didn't you just have a concert last night, or am I crazy, or what?
We did. We had a very big night last night. It was our first ever show in the US of A.
Woo!
It was at a beautiful venue called the Rockwood Music Hall in New York, and we didn't have a huge crowd because it was a little early, but it was amazing to be able to play for the first time, and with two great New York session musicians played with us. So it was a fantastic first night out and the start of many more.
Well, you know, I'm going to go right into questions that I think that the audience might want to hear about this whole tour thing. So let's start out with who books your tours, in case there's someone you want to give credit to, and how does one book a tour? Okay, first of all, I guess, you know what, before we even get to that, how do you know, say you're a musician and you've been doing your gigs for a while and you go, you know what, everybody's going on a damn tour. I want to go on a tour. But how do you know when you're ready to go on tour? How does one know that?
That is a very good question. I think the real question is, are people asking for you to play in different areas? And one of the main things to do, often a band goes on a tour for the first time as a support band for a different band. That's actually one of the best ways to start out. So, but I think going on your own tour is something that you need to do once you have got a bit of a bigger following. So the best advice for someone starting out is to try and become a support act on a bigger band's tour.
Is that what you guys did? You were a support act on a bigger band tour? Is that how you gained your following, and then you kind of knew from the social media responses that it was time for you to branch out?
No, well, this tour in the U.S. that we're doing at the moment, this is actually a what we call a scouting tour. Because we are better known in South Africa, this is the start of our career in the U.S. market. So this is what we call a scouting tour, which means going to various venues, playing where there are already audiences there, and then coming back for a second tour. So you're asking the question about in your own home market. Let's say you play in the USA, that would be a good environment to go on a support tour. We are in the US market. We are doing the very first stage, which is going on a scouting tour. So there are different stages. It can get quite complicated.
Wow, I had no idea. I had no idea, Martin, that there was even a thing called a scouting tour. That's excellent advice for my audience. Was that something that you learned from someone? How to, who books your tours, or how do you book a scouting tour? How does that happen?
Well, that happens through a booking agent. So, and this really has to do with playing in a territory that is different to your home territory. So obviously when you are in your home territory, you can just play one-off shows. But obviously when you're going to a different country, you need to try and maximize the time while you're there. So you can go to different cities and play a first show, often playing alongside other bands, so that there will be a crowd there already from those bands. So, for example, at the Rockwood Music Hall, there were four other bands playing, so that there was already some crowd there, so that you get introduced to a new audience.
What now was when you're booking this tour, or whoever books this tour for you, would the goal be to book you in an environment that there are similar bands, or would they want to book you in an environment where all of the other bands are different so that you each have a unique voice?
Well, it's both can work. It can work if it's similar. It means that the crowd is already enjoying that particular kind of style. But you'll find that the modern music world is quite interesting, because people have grown to like a really diverse range of styles. So you'll find people who love hip hop love country as well, or love a wide range of music. So we found that at the Rockwood Music Hall, for example, there can be quite a big mixture of styles at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, when I was reading that you were a South African country pop duo, I said, what? I never even knew South Africans were interested in country music. So that was kind of interesting and wild for me. Is country music something that is a huge hit in South Africa? Or how did you two decide country music was going to be for you? Like, if I don't know how you met or how the band formed, we're going to get to that. Maybe you could incorporate that into the question. But how did you two find each other where you're like, wow, you like country music from America? Yes, you like country music. I mean, I can't imagine there's like a whole demographic in an area where they all love country music in South Africa. But who the hell knows? Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, there is a following of country music in South Africa, and I think people are not aware of it. And the way Martin and I met, actually, we've been married for 10.5 years, and we started writing music about 2 years ago, and it was sort of the strangest thing is that as the songs started coming out, they came out country.
Wow! Wow.
And I think it's sort of the way that I've been brought up. My dad loves country music. You know, he played the Eagles, and we've listened to Bob Dylan and Eric Clapton. And I think there's just an influence from my childhood that was the root of these songs. So, yeah, so that's pretty much how it came out. And it's sort of a surprise for both of us.
So were these bands you just mentioned, were they the musical influences for both of you, or does Martin have separate country influences that helped gear you up for your song set list of what you guys were going to do? Or, well, you write original music, right? So, but maybe in the same style?
Yeah, and I think that also, if you listen to the album, it's these days it's so hard to categorize music because it has quite a combination. So it's called country pop in this case. So the style ranges from real sort of hoedown country music right through to more pop influenced sound. So I think it's more that this, these days you have things very strictly set in genres, but then also things which have influences of genres. So I'd say we've got sort of, you could call it country tinged pop music or pop tinged country music, I guess.
You could do it's interchangeable. That's what's great about
exactly.
it. Now
exactly.
Have you, I know that you're on tour, America is the first time in America, but have you been on tour in Europe at all, or?
No, we haven't.
Okay, but yeah, that's on the list.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, because I was, believe it or not, I have a huge following in, Slovenia, and don't ask me how, I don't know, but this guy told me that there's a huge country obsession. Country music is an obsession in Slovenia. So you might want to check that out as your first European tour. They apparently are crazy for country. Okay, so what is, and this question will be for both of you, what do you both feel is the most and the least that you can expect to gain from a tour?
The most and the least.
Obviously you want, okay, so for example, the most you would want is you want to bring a whole new audience aware of Connecting Stars as a group. That's like, you increase your social media following, you have people say, wow, you should have seen this band. And obviously this would lead to lots of coins coming your way, gold and silver coins. That would probably be the most, right? You get a huge trade, but the least you would expect is, I would imagine, and look, I'm just answering the damn question for you. I don't know how that happened. The least you'd expect is you'd end up spending a fortune for a hotel, and you show up, and there's three people listening. So that would probably be the least, right?
Yeah. And I think that's exactly it, is that you have to be ready for anything, and you need to be ready to be disappointed sometimes. Like, someone might, you know, you might only have three people at your concert, and but at the same time, like you said, this just gets the ball rolling, and at the next time we come to the States, we might have a full book tour, and, you know, we will have this amazing success story. And I think the one thing of advice that Martin keeps saying to me, which I think is really important for everybody, is you really need to try and have a thick skin and not become hard, but actually just be able to become resilient to disappointment and to things that are, you know, if you're expecting a lot of people at a concert and not many people come, you know, you can actually feel, oh man, maybe we're getting nowhere. But you actually got to think, no, this is just a stepping stone.
Absolutely.
If I can add something there, I think it is so amazing. We have you can have these great nights follow where you have a completely packed house and then follow it, and then you move to a different town and the organizer of the concert there wasn't that great and didn't get the advertising out. So then there's a real quiet night. So what's good about that is it keeps you humble. So it can make you feel really, really full of yourself if every night it's a packed house.
Right.
You've got to take the positives out of everything.
Yeah. And, you know, I tell you, I'm going to just tell you right now, you cannot rely on the – God, if the booking agent's listening, I'm not singling you out. But I want musicians to know that you cannot rely on just your booking agent or your agent to bring the people. You got to really promote on your social media sites. I mean, don't be expecting them. They've got other clients unless they work for you solely. Then you can blame them and not pay them. But if they have other clients, then you need to say, you know what, I'm going to go behind them and I'm going to make sure that I help and support them, because you're all working as a team. So definitely, people, social media, you got to keep them abreast.
That's exactly it. And I think, you know, it's been such a great process for me, because Martin has actually toured with a band previously in the States, and that was about, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And Martin learned so much during that time, and it's actually been kind of cool for me, because I've just tagged along and sort of gleaned from his experience. So quite grateful for that.
I'm telling you, there's all kinds of things that happen when you're out on the road. I would imagine being a musician, Steve Perry, I guess he said it best, in that song, I can't remember what the name of it was, but being on the road, you have lots of expectations, and you can only try to reach an audience, leave your mark, and then hopefully get invited back. Now, I understand that, I know you're in New York now, but you will be in Nashville now, country capital of the world, and then you're going to be in LA and San Diego. Oh my God, I bet you're just stoked for Nashville.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah.
When do you go to Nashville? Give us the dates and where you're going to be.
We go to Nashville tomorrow morning. We leave. What time is our flight? We get on a plane at?
We're leaving at in the morning at 8:45 tomorrow. We head out to Nashville, and then we meet up with our publishing company there. And then we are actually in Nashville. Unfortunately, the show isn't a public show. It's actually a music industry showcase show there. So that is something that we are doing as part of our tour. But then the public shows are actually in Los Angeles and in San Diego on the 21st. Yeah, on the 21st in Hollywood.
Hold on a minute, Martin. I'm backing you up. What is going on? You're not doing a public performance while you're in Nashville?
Yeah,
you better. You gotta break out the Glockenspiel and hit the corner. You gotta go busking it. If you're not booked anywhere, you gotta at least get down on the corner and do so. You cannot miss an opportunity to play for the people.
Right. Yeah.
We might end up going just to have a fun open mic night or something like that.
They have tons of open mic nights. I don't know if you guys get that movie, the show that comes on television called Nashville. I don't know if you get that South Africa.
Yes.
You do? So they've got tons of those open mic nights. You got to hit that, hit the circuit while you're there. Sure. All right. And then when are you coming to L.A.? Because we're going to come see you. When are you coming and where are you going to be?
Okay, so in L.A. on the 21st, we are going to be at the Room 5 Lounge.
Where?
Which is
the Room 5 Lounge.
Room 5 Lounge. Where is that? Come on.
Go find.
Oh, just one sec. We're just getting.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to look at Room 5. That's okay. Room 5 Lounge, people. I'm going to type it out here, and then I will make sure that I do, like, an announcement on that. Oh, I don't think I'll be back on Room 5 Lounge. Audience, let's all look it up, everybody.
It's room5lounge.com, if you go
Let's everybody look it up so we're not going. It's room5lounge.com, 143 North La Brea, Los Angeles. So that's a very good. I actually have driven by this many times. They do have nice little shows there. I haven't personally been, but I know that they do a weekly showcase. So that's a really good spot. So. And that, again, that's on the 21st, August 21st?
Correct.
Yeah.
August 21st at what time? 8 o'clock?
That is at 8 p.m.
8 o'clock, yeah.
All right. All my peeps, let's get the posse, the Connecting Stars posse together. We're going to get the fan club, and we're going to go support them. Yes, for sure. I'm going to get all my peeps, and we're going to come and connect with the Connecting Stars. All right, and then you are in San Diego. What day and where?
That is on the 23rd. At Lestats, at a venue called Lestats, L-E-S-T-A-T-S, and that's at 7 p.m.
Okay, 7 p.m. All right. Got it. San Diego is beautiful. I don't know if you've been, but you are going to love playing in San Diego. They really are such a supportive audience. You know, my husband, I can't think what the hell he does. There's something wrong with me. Oh, he's a software developer by day, but at night he plays jazz. So he plays a lot in San Diego, and he says that they just are so supportive whenever you go to San Diego. It's like a totally different animal from L.A. Okay, so we got that going on. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so interesting because Martin by day runs a software company, and
It's like you're Superman, right? By night they whip out the Glockenspiel. Oh my god. Yeah. I notice a lot of people that are into IT or do computer type work, they are musicians. I think it kind of works because when you have that mind, you have a very disciplined mind. You obviously have to be good with numbers, and you obviously have to have some sort of mathematical ability to be a great musician.
Right.
I think that kind of works. I cannot play chopsticks on any instrument on the face of the earth. I can hum it, though, but I just don't have, unfortunately, musical talent. Now, so that'll be your tours, and then I guess you're going back to back to South Africa. You have a new single and video for the song that we're about to play, which is called Stuck. And it premiered on Taste of Country. I'm not sure what that is. You can share that with us, Taste of Country. But where can we see the video? Would it be on YouTube or...
Yes, it's available on YouTube, and you just got to look up Connecting Stars and Stuck, and you'll find it.
Woo! Well, I want to hear it. Now, why don't you set it up for us? What was the inspiration for writing? Because you write your own music. Who wrote it, and what was your inspiration for writing it, and what's it about? And then we'll go into playing it.
Okay, great. The song was written by me, and I wrote it at a time where I was actually feeling, I felt actually like I was stuck in my life emotionally, and I really wanted to just break out and do something different and perhaps even just pursue some of my dreams, and my main dream was music. And it was kind of bizarre because we weren't actually performing at the time, and I just started writing songs, and the song was about me actually breaking out and wanting to do something different. And it's kind of exciting because now, you know, here we are, we're on this journey and we are actually doing music and we are kind of like unstuck now.
Wow. Now, did both of you collaborate together, like on the writing of the lyrics, the music, the melody, the harmonies, everything? Or how do you divide that up between the two of you?
Now, I have to put the credits firmly in Cheryl's court there. Cheryl has written all the songs on the album. I've added a little bit of some of the chords and other bits and pieces from the musical side, but all the lyrics, all the melodies have been written by Cheryl, and it's been absolutely awesome. And there's actually a little bit of a backstory there as well, that we've got two kids, aged 3 and 5, and our second child, Ethan, was quite ill when he was born, and he had to be in hospital for quite a long time. And during that time, Cheryl got the inspiration to write all these songs, and most of the songs on the album came out of that difficult time, but it actually set a whole creative process free. So that's why a lot of the songs have a lot of meaning to her.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sad to hear that, but I'm glad that such a beautiful song came out of that, and that's what we're about to hear now. We're going to hear lovely song. I was so moved by it, and it has my new favorite instrument, the Glockenspiel, in it. So without further ado, people, for those of you who don't know what the heck the Glockenspiel sounds like, let's listen to Connecting Stars and their latest single, Stuck. Take it away, Ronnie.
I feel like I'm stuck. I can't move myself again. How did winter come without warning? Says, oh, I'm looking for love in all the wrong places. Oh, I'm looking for love in all the wrong places. Yes, I'm looking for love in all the wrong places. Do I make a sudden change and slow down time? Do I alter everything to feel alive? Do I make a sudden change and slow down time? Do I alter everything to feel alive? The lie, am I waiting for lightning to strike me again? Am I willing to trade love for the next best thing? Am I waiting for lightning to strike me again? Am I willing to trade love for the next best thing? Oh, I'm looking for love in all the wrong places. Oh, I'm looking for love in all the wrong places. Oh, I'm looking for love in all the wrong places. Hey, yeah.
Georgia, Alabama, you got that country twang. Cheryl, if I didn't know better, I was saying that I would think that you were straight from the country. I mean, your intonation is so good. I mean, I would not know that you were from South Africa. I would think you were a country music artist. That is how genuine your phrasing is of the song. Fantastic. And I got to hear the Glockenspiel. Well, you know, there are so many things happening in the song. There's so much instrumentation, and it's just such a full, rich song. It's not monotonous. There's lots of things happening in the background. I really think the arrangement to that song is really nice. Really, really nice. I love it. Now, I understand that. Now, is that song available? I know it's on your web. People can go to your website, connectingstars.com, and they can purchase the song. But it's also available on iTunes or That's any right. other website? On iTunes as well. Okay. People, go get this song. Go to their website, connectingstars.com. You know you want that song. You know it. It's gorgeous. Beautiful. Now, I hear that you guys have some upcoming singles. One of them is entitled Pieces, and the other one, Pink Blossom. Now, have they been written, recorded? What stages are they in?
Those songs are done. They are on the album. They are on the debut album, which is coming out on the 26th of August. But the singles are going to be released in sequence. So the Pieces single will be coming out in the next 10 days or so. But the single is not being released onto radio yet. It is the music video that is going to be coming out first. So the single will be released to radio in the next month or so. And then Pink Blossoms a little bit later during the year. But in the next 10 days, the Pieces music video is going to be brought out. And there's a special reason for that, which we'll share with you later as well.
Now, will we be able to see this on – will we go to your website, connectingstars.com, or do we go to YouTube? Or when we go to your website, you'll have, you know, a link that goes to the video.
Yes, it'll be both. So on the website itself will be the embedded YouTube clip, but you can always go to our channel, and we encourage everybody to subscribe. There will be new video content coming out every single week on our YouTube channel. So if they subscribe, there'll be live, there'll be clips from our live shows as well as unplugged versions of songs, and then obviously new music videos coming out every one and a half months or so. So there's lots of content.
So did you have a videographer filming your show last night?
We did indeed. So within the next week, there's going to be some footage from the show last night being posted up onto the channel.
Okay. All right. So you will have somebody videotaping your performances on your tour that you can put on your website, I assume, right?
Yeah. The social media updated, like you said.
Woo! Now, I have to get to some career advice for our audience. And the question is for each of you. You can answer it however you want to. But when did you know that you wanted to become a musical performer? Were you 5, 6, 7? When did you know? How did you know?
Apparently, my mom said that from the age of 5, I said I wanted to be a singer. And I started performing in school plays and productions when I was, I was in grade 4. And you know, for me, it was a bit of a journey because I had sort of lost sight of my, you know, my passion for music. And I got married, and not that getting married is bad, it's brilliant, but you know, we were very...
Woo! Well, it depends what husband you're on, Cheryl. Is this your first or your fifth? We gotta, that depends.
Well, you know what, luckily, marriage number one worked out, and you know, it's going strong.
Oh, good.
You know, for me, it was actually a strange, a strange thing where I, you know, like Martin explained, you know, our son was born and he was very sick. And it was during that time, it was such a strange thing that happened to me, but I suddenly realized I really want this music career. And it was almost like it was out of my reach because I thought that perhaps our life would be, nursing my son and keeping him healthy, and I thought that was sort of what we were going to have to do. And he started to get better, and he was recovering so well. And you know, in that time, I just suddenly realized this is my chance now. This is my only chance that I have. And and then I just knew exactly that was the moment I knew I have to do this now. It's now or never.
Do you, had you had a different career prior to your music career?
I actually did. I was studying teaching, and I was teaching grade R to grade 3, and I was actually a music teacher.
Oh, wow. So inspirational. What an inspirational couple you two are. My God. Now, obviously, we all want to absolutely love and be the best at what we decide to do for a career. And some of the ways that we as individuals, as humans, determine our success is on, which I find distasteful, but it's how the world goes round, a monetary level and a fan base level. So you think that when you have a huge fan base in music, you would automatically be guaranteed a certain income from your musical efforts, but that has not been proven to always be the case. So can you explain to our audience why this is? Because people just think that they're just going to start playing an instrument and they're going to become a rock star. Can you bring us into reality, Mark?
Well, can I take us back to 1912? No, I'm just I won't give you a full music history lesson, but obviously, just a quick little point is that in recent times, I mean, in years gone by, you had to sign a major record deal before you could make any income. So there was only such a small amount of people signing record deals, and that was the only way to actually make money. These days, anybody can, in their garage, record some music and put it out onto iTunes, and that has been a great thing for the industry, but also quite a challenging thing because now there is so much music. So one of the important things that you have to do, exactly like what you were saying, is if you put out your music, you have to build a career, and you've got to build a following of people who are willing to spend money on your music. And one of the biggest problems these days is there's so much piracy and file sharing and all these kind of things that very few people actually buy songs because they can listen to them on streaming, or they can borrow them from their friends, or just download them off the internet. So these days you have to build real loyal fans who want to support you. And that is a very gradual process. And so making money off your music career is something that you can only do after investing into your music career first.
What do you, I mean, that is an excellent point that you just brought up. In your own personal opinion, not that you're going to speak as an expert, but with all of this file sharing and all of these ways to get music without buying it, where do you see the future of music for the independent artist, the indie artist?
Well, I think as has been the case now already for maybe the last 10 to 12 years or so, the main income that bands are gaining these days is not from album sales. The main income is from touring and merchandise. So those are the main two sources of income. So if a band is not physically out there playing, that is the one thing that you can never take away, if you think about it. Physically playing, watching a band, that's something that you can't download as such. So being in the room. So it is exactly what we started with, touring and getting out there and getting loyal fans that want to support you and come and pay to see you play. That it becomes that sort of performance environment that can grow that. But then there can also be album sales, and that's by doing special things and building special exclusive kind of album packages. And even what some people are doing these days is bringing out special vinyl versions of their music, because a lot of people are going back to buying vinyl as well. So there's this whole niche sort of market for the independent artist of creating special things that your fans want to buy.
Yeah, you always have to create original things, keep it interesting, keep it exciting. Well, you know what, Martin and Cheryl, you're not going to believe this, but we have 1 minute till the show ends. Hasn't this been fun? And it's gone so fast. So I want to use our last minute. First of all, I want to start, and then you guys can just plug in there. I want to make sure that everybody here in LA comes out to see Martin and Cheryl, Connecting Stars, this Thursday, August 21st at the Room 5 Lounge. Please come out at 8 o'clock, I think they said. And you got to see them. I am going to be there. Hopefully, I already made this decision. I have to talk to my husband. He's probably got to work. But it's at 143 North La Brea Avenue, second floor. Apparently, there's two levels, Los Angeles. Go to the website, room5lounge.com. So you will get to meet Martin and Cheryl. I don't know if they have any merchandise that they'll be able to give you. Are you bringing merchandise, shirts or cups or hats? CDs? What do you got?
Actually, our merchandise is like something very special for us, because we've actually got these little beaded stars, and one are key rings, and the others are little fridge magnets, and they've actually been handmade by a charity in Durban, and it's called the AIDS Center. So it's people that are affected by HIV. They make these beaded stars for us, and we are selling them to support the charity.
Oh, my gosh. I want a star. I want a star. I'm coming just to get my star. Okay. Well, you have been graced today, people. people in my audience to hear Sheryl and Martin Engel. They are the South African country pop duo Connecting Stars, and you can listen to them this Thursday night, August 21st. I'm going to just say at 8 o'clock. I hope they're not on earlier because then I'm going to get in trouble, but it's at the Room 5 Lounge, and you got to check it out. And also go to iTunes and get their song that you just heard. Don't be downloading it from my show. Don't you dare. I don't think they can do that, but who knows what people can do. Go to their website again, connectingstars.com. They're on Facebook, Connecting Stars Band, and Twitter. They're all over the place. So just go to their website and you'll be able to find them. And I want to thank you guys both for coming on and sharing your wonderful, wonderful glockenspiel with me. I have a whole new respect and love for the glockenspiel and the ukulele. And you guys got to come back on maybe next year. I'm booked until 2015, but hey, send me an email and let's book you for your next thing coming out, maybe in January, February.
I would love that. That would be
amazing. Say goodbye to your audience.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Goodbye and see you on Thursday.
Okay. Bye, everyone. See you next week.
Thanks, Amy. We love you guys.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona right here on LA Talk Radio.